What you doing?
It won't log in. Oh, there it is.
Why aren't you using the app?
I don't know.
Here. Oh. Get out of my war room. Out. Out.
You.
Out. Out. I'm covering up my nose. Out. Go. Don't look at me like that. Go. Turn my fan back around because it's getting hot in here.
Gary.
What?
It's hot everywhere you go, brother. It's hot everywhere you go.
He's talking to Jamie.
We got the whole crew on, so...
Hi, guys!
Tell Debbie I said Jordy Nelson looks like the best overall number one pick this year.
Hey, Deb! Jamie says pick Jordy Nelson!
You, Jamie!
Wow.
Do you want to go ahead and start the show, Mike?
I think that's the moment to start it, isn't it?
I think so.
You, Jamie, is a great place to begin our season. For those of you at home, welcome again. Thanks for joining us. Beginning of season 4 of the What's On Joe Mind Fantasy Football League.
I can't believe 4 seasons.
Contest of Champions.
The Champions League.
Yes, we have this season we have brought back all of our previous champions, division winners, or most of them anyway. We did give them. There were a few that actually had some folks bow out. We brought back everybody who's won a division, won a wild card, gone to the playoffs, to play against our staff plus celebrity entrant Zach Hoffman
as Narcan.
Yes, the fight. I think what the Seattle Dreadnoughts, I believe, is his team.
The fight and Zartan sound better, but anyways.
We've adopted nicknames for teams before.
Yes.
That could happen again.
Who's all joining us in the Windows 10 studio this year, Mike?
Well, I'm kind of wondering what the hell he's doing over there, because all I hear is things hitting his microphone, but Jamie Johnson is with us.
How's everybody this evening?
Are you in the shower?
Yes, Gary. Yes, I am. I'm in the phone with my shower. I have the new Samsung waterproof GoPro Anywhere phone.
Wow.
We are 3 minutes from draft time. Obviously, this won't be happening live for you folks listening in, but we are on in the war rooms, respectively. The first pick in this year's draft belongs to Debbie Gutso.
Paris Dynamite.
The Paris Dynamites, exactly. She's still stressing out about who to take number one. Gary, give us a little backdrop on the Paris Nanomites and the success they've had in the league so far.
Well, success is relative speaking, of course. They finished 7-8 last year, 3 games out of first place in their division. That was a Sumbo division at the time. Overall, they've been in all 4 seasons of the What's On Joe Mind Fantasy Football League. They are 19-26, and they are the 2012 Chucko winner. So there's not a lot of success there, as I was saying. So this is the best opportunity for her and her team to get the coveted running back they've been desiring for the last 3 years.
Gary's looking to spend the night on the couch early.
Couch Bowl is week 2.
But Couch Bowl is early this year. We can establish the pecking order in the Gutso household quickly.
Gary, you got to go luck here, right? You got to go luck.
I agree with you, and I think she's afraid she's going to be accused of being a homer, but I do believe that you go luck here. I think the running backs will be some running backs will be there on the second time around, and so she can capitalize that because she'll get 2 picks right in a row. She'll get the end of round two, first one of round 3. So you should have your pick of whoever is best available. But I think luck really should be the first pick. But she was tossing around the car, Le'Veon Bell and Adrian Peterson. So, you know, I think she's a little torn. We will see here in a minute, 12, 11, 10 seconds.
Andrew Luck's going to be available all 16 games, and we don't know about Adrian Peterson and Bell. Take the quarterback that you know who's going to even on a – you're looking for high ceiling, low floor.
And Bell's missing the first 2 weeks due to suspension.
Bell and Peterson have potentially for running back, for number one picks, they have some low floors. Whereas yes. Luck's floor, even in a bad year, the only thing that would really derail him, because you can't predict injuries, but for a guy who's never been injured, unlikely to be, he's just going to have too many interceptions, but he's going to have 30, at a minimum 35 touchdowns. So even if he throws 18 to 20 picks, you'll get that offset with yards. An upgraded running game. I mean, you gotta go luck.
I think so. And we'll find out here in five seconds here.
5, 4, 3.
Mike,
two,
you here for the first pick.
1. And Debbie Godso is on the clock.
1 minute. 1 minute. Oh, and she does not. She's thinking about this one.
Oh, she.
Marshawn Lynch. Marshawn Lynch.
He went beast mode.
Wow.
That's a little bit out of left field for a guy who doesn't get receptions. Little high.
Yeah. She wants that running back.
She's gonna get a guy who plays 16 weeks. On the clock, the Darklonia Privateer is back after a one season absence. Gary, they made the playoffs in season one.
That's right. Last time we saw the Darklonia Privateers, they finished 8-7 in 2013 in the Super Joe Division, just a game back from the Charlottesville Keelhauls that year. Overall in league history, the Darklonia Privateers, and the pick is in and already for them. We'll get to them here in a second. The Darklonia Privateers are 19-11 and 0. And like I said, their resume is the 2012 Super Joe Division and 2012 overall fourth place. So they do. They get an invite by virtue of that 2012 season.
And Eddie Lacy was the pick there. Andrew Luck goes 3. Who was pick 3?
That is Ty Sam. Right. We'll catch him back on the flip side. So the horror show is up now. If everyone remembers the horror show from last year, big lead to start the season off. Big record. They were riding the coattails of, I think it was Mike Evans, Justin Forsett. Who was a running back for the Cardinals at the time? But they picked my disappointing trade diamond guy
going,
last year.
Going heavy running back early here. Yeah. And Jamal Charles is the first back taken that's going to get passes. Eddie Lacy and Beast Mode, not known for their pass catching.
No, Eddie Lacy can catch. He there's so many targets in Green Bay. I'm surprised that here we are. We're looking at pick 5 and Adrian Peterson still on the board.
Well,
our celebrity pick is out there.
I think our celebrity pick, and I don't think he's here. This is going to be an auto draft, and he's going to get Le'Veon Bell.
So
maybe he fixed the auto draft. You never know.
He is Zartan.
And I just want to point out that, you know, I know we always go through this every year where Mike's name's just on Debbie's team, but once again, first pick, might be a little bit of collusion there. Maybe.
Well, I'm sure Justin is not with us. The New England Bazookas are now up. Everyone remembers the New England Bazookas won 2 years ago, had a horrible season last year, ended up winning the game in the Chucko Bowl, which relegated the Chucko Bowl to the Springfield Teal
Ninjas.
Yes. So he managed to parlay a 3-win season into a non-Chucko Bowl win.
Yeah, it's you can't even lose right.
For my legions of fans who may be novices to the G.I. Joe world, could you explain to me the guest celebrity player this year?
Zach Hoffman is our celebrity entrant. He is the voice of Zartan from the old Sunbow cartoon. And he's a wonderful gentleman. We got to sit down with him a few times on the show. We got to meet him this past year at JoeCon in Springfield. Just a wonderful guy, big football fan, big Seattle fan, and a Seattle resident. So, I mean, he's legit. He rooted for them through some lean times. Adrian Peterson.
So I'm
6,
up.
By the way.
I am up.
Gary Godso on the clock for 35 seconds.
I am up. And
Debo!
I'm going to take my number one pick that I'd put in my office pool because he's here and he's waiting for me. Gronk.
Ooh, that's high.
No, he wouldn't be there the second time around. I guarantee it.
It follows the pattern of be the first or last to a position. Gronkowski this year with a couple of the other two big tight ends, one in Jacksonville and one going to Seattle, you will see a drop off at the second tight end position. Gronk may be the, not the number one, but he may be the highest, you know, from one to two at a position. So, you know, not a bad pick.
Between the distance between number one and number two for tight ends is a huge jump.
If Gronkowski stays healthy, it's a great pick. But that's a big if.
Here's the Springfield Teal Ninjas.
Springfield, we're just talking about Tommy Fauntleroy's boys. Yeah. Looks like
he's
going
to do auto draft, so he is Antonio Brown more than
likely.
Might
be C.J. Anderson if he's in running backs.
Antonio Brown,
okay, best player available.
Not a bad
Long Island RHPs. Oh, real quick, our RHPs didn't even wait. Matt Forte. Mm. So we have the Buffalo Wild Bills coming back.
He'll get the touches. I don't know if he'll do much with them. But I'm sorry, Gary, you're saying the Buffalo Wild Bills are back.
And they look like they are an auto pick, but the Buffalo Wild Bills in their one season was 11-4 and the 2012 Sigma 6 Division champs. And if I remember correctly, yes, they were the 2012 runner-up and won the 2012 Kavanaugh Trophy.
Yes, the highest scoring team. Chuck Oring, always a great to have a guy in a G.I. Joe football league with the last name Oring. That's
Oring, yes.
But it looks like he's on auto draft. It's probably going to be – here's where C.J. Anderson's probably going to go as best player.
That's going to be too high. That's where auto draft hurts.
Yeah, that's I think the first real serious overreach of the first round. Even the next couple of guys on the list would have been a stronger selections than C.J. Anderson.
Charlottesville is up. Charlottesville is the winning. Yes, they are the winningest franchise in league history, with a combined record of 30-14-1. They are the 2012-2013 Extreme / Super Joe Champion Division winners. They won the 2012 championship and they finished runner-up in 2013. However, they've yet to see the same level of success since 2013. So, is the Keel Hauls coming back to the rest of the group, or is the rest of the group moving up to the Keel Hauls?
Yet to see the same success. I mean, there was one season where he went 7-8, Gary. Let's not bury the man. It's not like a generation of Keel Hall fans have yet to taste the victory. I mean, it's just an off.
Remember, they rode their initial championship on the back of RG3. Aaron Rodgers off the board.
Yeah, that's another guy.
And now, DeMarco Murray, Aaron Rodgers. We got the Oregon Outpost 788 is now up.
Late entrant. They actually one of the few folks that. Kind of in on a technicality, the Millville Rebels had to bow out this year. Chris Brown out traveling with the Band of Renown. So Aaron Rayfield, as a guy with tenure, comes back. Gary Phillips.
Yeah, 16-14 overall team record. Won the 2013 Kavanaugh Trophy. So as a team that has seen success, he has a plus .500 record. You know, he's definitely earned a spot, and he's looking at an auto draft and Demaryius Thomas.
Which, not awful. I the next guy down on the list is LeSean McCoy, and I'd have felt better about that. Pyramid of Touchdowns, our reigning champion on the clock. And I would think he's got the next two picks. I would think if he were here, LeSean McCoy would be his pick anyway. But
I mean, we're looking at...
Go ahead, Jimmy.
I was going to say, I mean, I think we're looking at here at this point best of player available, because the high running backs are gone. I mean, I think you're almost looking at two receivers that you need to do here. But McCoy won't be too bad. But he's got to go receiver here on his second pick.
Yeah, and again, the computer's got Dez Bryant as the next best player available, so that's good. That's when it's going to pick up for him. A lot of auto draft this year. I think the late switch hurt us a little bit. That everybody's still off with their family. Including
auto drafts,
including slack ass Justin Bell. It is giving us the time to talk about records and things like that. But Gary, fill us in on Pyramid of Touchdowns just a touch.
Pyramid of Touchdowns, our only season last year, finished 9-6 and won the whole kit and caboodle.
Yes, also stealing my heart as best nickname for a team in the league.
Yes. So Dez Bryant will come off the board shortly there, which they have. So now Oregon is now looking at Jeremy Hill, more than likely, since they're, I believe, they're auto-drafting.
Yes, believe so. And so, Jamie, that brings you up at pick 17. Let's talk about where you're, what you're thinking here, because whoever you get that's not Jeremy Hill is going to be yours.
Well, I don't like any – I mean, I got to get a running back here, but I think I've fallen into the if you're not first, be last. And yeah. I think there's – if you're looking at Odell Beckham, Julio Jones, and Calvin Johnson here, I think their impact over a Mark Ingram or an Alfred Morris are there. I'm not going to be picking for a while, but I think I'm going to have to go receiver here. All projections are Eli Manning's going to blow up. Odell Beckham Jr. will be there all year.
Calvin Johnson.
Oh, he's here.
All right.
Wow.
Calvin Johnson, that would have been my pick. That's who I was going to take. Mike Irizarry, I love you, brother.
You know you want him. You know you want
this
him.
This one's for you, brother.
Odell Beckham Jr. off the board. There we go.
Now, Gary, can we touch a little bit on my name? Because I love my name this year.
You can go right ahead. While I'm up.
My phone's acting funky. All right, can you still hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So I might be on auto draft from here on out. But okay. So I was not there for the snubbing of the G.I. Joe Con of 2015. But my understanding is the snubbing at Joe Con for 2015 was my man Gary Godso and the lack of a Boss Fight t-shirt. So, Gary, I got your back. I want the G.I. Joe world to know that you didn't get a Boss Fight t-shirt. So I'm fighting for you, Gary. So I've named my team name Gary Godso's Boss Fight t-shirt.
Thank you. And I went with Brandon Cooks.
Interesting. And Randall Cobb, AJ Green, Alshon Jeffrey, T.Y. Hilton just off the board. Looks like we have some more folks pick up here in the second round.
I think with the addition of Frank Gore and Andre Johnson, T.Y. Hilton might see a drop in production this year.
I'm thinking so too. Definitely with Johnson as well.
I don't think Andre Johnson's going to affect him as much as Frank Gore is.
Horror Show looks like they're going to get Mike Evans again.
Uh-oh. Now, I mean, just imagine how good would that guy be if there was a quarterback in Tampa? Seriously.
Hey, man. No, now, can he catch crab legs? That's my question. Can he catch crab legs?
We got to make that stick, man.
Big season. Big Jameis season Winston. Coming up.
Jameis Winston, this is the last time he will be referred to as Jameis. His name is Crab Legs Winston. End of story. He will not be – if you call him by his given name, you're off. You're off the show. Crab Legs.
Lamar Miller.
Maybe Godso's got a couple of picks here. Lamar Miller is interesting.
You would expect an increase here as that Miami offensive line got a little bit of an upgrade this year. And I think you're also going to see with the addition of Sue, that's the biggest impact player pickup of the offseason.
They're going to have the football a lot more.
Yeah.
Lamar Miller went to somebody else.
Who? All right. Debbie is up.
She's
got Peyton Manning there. She can home out on him. Didn't do too well for her last year.
Well, not late.
Emmanuel Sanders.
That's a good pick at receiver for what's left on the board.
Jimmy Graham. She wants a good tight end.
I would think quarterback's the way to go. Manning might be the best of what's left in that regard.
Russell Wilson is there at 36.
We know that Manning's going to throw the ball 40 times a game. It's not a bad pick, but.
I think Debbie can pick up. I'd like to see her take another position player or tight end here. I think you can pick up the difference between what's available for quarterback and what will be there when she comes back.
Yeah, I think Jimmy Graham's would be the solid pick here because, honestly, I think Jimmy Graham is going to flirt.
Drew Brees.
Yeah, see, because I think you can pick up at this point in time, you can pick up Eli or Joe Flacco on the back end of this and be too far behind.
Yeah, Tom Brady went after Brees. And that too, Tom Brady.
Darklonia. Yeah, well, you should. I mean, Darklonia might as well just be named the Darklonia Patriots.
Yeah, I believe me, Tom Brady. I'm not gonna rip too much in the light of things. Tom Brady's still a fine player, but just from a pure performance standpoint, last year, the strength of Tom Brady's game was always his ability to throw a spotless deep ball, and that ability has left him. So I don't.
That seemed to have disappeared last year.
Maybe he likes them if they're a little underinflated. They underinflated. They catch the air better. I don't know, but the deep ball was not there as a weapon for Tom Brady as it has been in years past.
Julian Edelman off the board. Up as the horror show now. Horror show. Peyton Manning, Mark Ingram, Alfred Morris. Oh, I'm up.
Yeah, that's and here Jimmy Graham is the guy. Hey, you got flex spots, man. Jimmy Graham might still be the pick. Russell Wilson would be the highest quarterback on the board. We've got Vincent Jackson. Everybody's high on Jonathan Stewart, and he'll be great in the six games he plays.
Well, I do not have a running back. I need a running back. So I'm going to go with
flatter a tailback right now, man.
I know, but I don't. I don't think he'll be there the next time around when I want him. So here we go. Melvin Gordon.
He's going to get the opportunity. I hope he pays off for you, but I got to see it to believe it. Jordan Matthews off the board after that. The RHP's on the board. Rock Mastrangelo in the war room with us tonight. Tell us about the RHP's, Gary.
RHP's have been consistent over team history. They are the second, believe it or not, second most winningest team at 25-19-1. However, they have never won a division, never won a trophy, nothing. Never made the playoffs.
No, and
they are consistent.
Yeah, Rock got in because we had one spot left, and we needed somebody who had you know, we started counting wins at that point. And so Rock got the tiebreaker over everybody else. Plus, he has the distinction of having a team name that is on an in-joke that appeared on another show. a joke that we made on another program. So we gotta give props just for that. So Rock Mastrangelo in and Jimmy Graham off the board there to the RHPs. Follow Carlos Hyde, Justin Forsett off the board. I don't know about either of those guys. Keenan Allen kind of had a slow sophomore campaign. He's the guy. He's the highest ranked.
Jamie Johnson Stewart. All right.
Yeah, Jay Stu. Again, he'll be fantastic for six games.
Hey, I had to get something there.
Oregon Outpost 788 on the board. We got them, and then two picks by Pierdom and touchdowns. Have we talked at all about Oregon Outpost 788?
Yes, I think we have. 16-14 and the 2013 Kavanaugh Trophy.
That's right. The James Kavanaugh Trophy is what got them the nod over other teams when we were. Plus, he was all over us to get back in. So
now back to Rock. If he has the second best record of all time with nothing to show for it, is he the Mark Martin of fantasy football?
Yes, he is. That's astute.
Okay. Okay.
He's the Don Coryell of the what?
Yeah, I'm about to say Don Coryell. Do we take NASCAR references in this league? No, we do not.
Well,
Russell Wilson off the board, Frank Gore off the board to the Oregon Outpost.
Ultimately, Gary, you have the edit button, so it's your world. I'm just living in it.
don't make Gary hit the edit button. this show isn't going to post for 4 months if you make Gary hit the edit button.
Oh, the Outpost is back up.
As I rip Gary on the show.
Yes, thank you.
But we're getting into the realm of guys who are better names than they are players.
Amari Cooper, rookie for the Pyramid of Touchdowns off the board. A good pick, I think.
Yeah.
A little early, but I think it's a good pick.
I think he could pay some big dividends.
The question that you have to have for yourself is that everybody loves Derek Carr's big arm, and they think that Amari Cooper will help him get it downfield. But this is a gentleman who, even with that big arm, was for qualifying quarterbacks set like a record for least amount of yards attempted per pass, like 5.7 by air, and for a guy who did not throw the deep ball that much in college. So the concern is that as much as you love Amari Cooper, Derek Carr might just not be a kind of guy that likes to use that arm strength.
Roethlisberger is off the board.
That's a good pick.
With the Raiders last year, I think the issue was more, first, who's catching passes for them? And the answer was not a lot of real talent.
Nobody.
And second, who's blocking for Derek Carr? And that was even worse. So they've upgraded in both circumstances this year. I think it should be a little bit better for them. Proof's in the pudding. I think the Raiders will be a little bit more competitive than they have been the last couple of years.
Keenan Allen, Joseph Randall to the T-shirt guys.
Gary, that's your T-shirt. Be proud.
We're down to DeSean Jackson is the best player on the board for the RHPs, and that would be a tragic mispick.
Ooh.
I think Golden Tate would be the guy if you're looking just purely for the best player.
And I'm up. I think it's time to go.
Tony Romo, Todd Gurley off the board. Todd Gurley not gonna pay off till probably week six, but okay. He should pay off big after that. But
I would say that was a really big reach at this point.
Yeah.
Which one, Todd Gurley?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have to agree.
Kind of took my quarterback out from underneath me there.
Well, let's take a look at quarterbacks.
I think Matty Ryan is the best available there. Cam Newton, Tannehill, Eli, Phillip Rivers.
Eli's your boy.
Eli's going to break out.
Eli's your boy. Lots of receivers.
Oh, I'll give Eli a shot early.
Boom, there we go.
There you go. Build a team around that man.
Now the drafts start going early because the computer's kicked in auto-draft and knows who's auto-drafting.
Yeah. Yeah, DeSean Jackson, Jacque Bell off the board.
So the question is, who's the first kicker, defender, or defense off the board and what round?
Well, if I have to guess, it's going to be Debbie. It's probably going to be Vinatieri, and it's probably going to be in one of the next two picks that she has.
That's a terrible. It's Luke Kuechly off the board early. Wow.
Yeah, but you know something in this league, that's a great pick because Luke Kuechly is good for 12 points a week.
Hey, I tried in my league at work, and we'll talk more about my league at work when we have these regular broadcasts. I tried to convince them that these individual defensive players is the way we should add that to the rules. And the commissioner put it up to a league vote, and the last guy was going both. He was like, well, I don't know. I kind of see it both ways. And the commissioner sat there and colluded with them until he finally voted the way the commissioner wanted, which was no individual defensive player.
Andre Johnson off the board. And might I add, Gary, that your work league is full of pussies.
I know.
The individual defensive player, I think, is the best thing that happened to this league. And I'm taking full credit.
Dude,
I deserve to be in the Pizza Hut Commissioner of the Week conversation.
Now, it decided a number one seed last year
for our
tournament.
Yeah. I figured it would make an interesting
Devontae Adams, that one might pay off. That might be a great pick this late.
Yeah. That's he's going to get a lot of footballs. Golden Tate's got to be the pick. I've been saying that for all the entire third round.
But she just picked up a wide receiver, so I think she's good. But hey, it took Debbie four rounds, but she finally made a good pick.
Greg Olson's a good pick too.
That's
going to be he's about as consistent as you get at the tight end spot if you're not Gronkowski. So good pick for there. Yeah, we're starting to come into some iffy players. Brandon Marshall, he'll be okay there at 58.
Yeah, this is where you start looking for guys in these mid rounds that they provide a little bit of consistency, but they have the ability to have those breakout weeks. You know, they're going to have some bad games, but you're looking for a Golden Tate who on any given week could get two touchdowns. Yeah. That's where you're looking now.
The risk reward is a big thing, and Golden Tate's just, I like him there because he's going to catch
CJ Spiller. Wow,
he's going to catch seven or eight balls every week. Whether he gets scores out of them, that's kind of here nor there. But he makes the most of the few targets he gets.
Yeah, CJ really, Spiller. Yeah, CJ Spiller
number one in any other town.
Yeah, and CJ Spiller has a lot of value in a PPR league. But since we're not counting receptions, so that's where the CJ Spiller doesn't add as much value in this league here.
Yeah, when he was a little younger, could bust those out a little bit more. I could see it, but he hasn't done that too much the last couple of seasons.
And also, we just don't know. I mean, that could be a big home run. I mean, without Jimmy Spencer, New Orleans. I mean, and they dropped, you know, their deep receiver in Kenny Still. So you're looking at, there's some opportunities out there in New Orleans. You know, we just don't know where it's going to hit.
True.
Well, it looks like the horror show is going Arian Foster. Travis Kelce. Golden Tate finally went off.
Arian Foster's a potential big pick there. Certainly better than the other backs who are on the list ahead of him at this point.
Yep.
Ellington, TJ Yeldon, Chris Ivory, whatever. Arian Foster's still better than those guys. Gio Bernard, I could see being a comparable kind of player at this point.
But once again, Gio Bernard falls into that PPR category where his value is in pass catching, but we're not counting receptions, so that, you know, he'll get three receptions, but it'll be for, you know, 18.
I am going with Yeldon.
Yeah. Gio Bernard, I like him. But as a rookie, he was a different guy than he was last year. The league caught up to him a little bit last year, and he just didn't get the yardage he did as a rookie. So whereas he was just a big points guy his first year, he was more of a PPR guy the second year.
Simon Martellus Bennett, Jeremy Maclin.
The immortal Chris Ivory, who for some reason was ranked in the mid-60s. I don't know. Sure, whatever. I mean, no offense to Chris Ivory and the work that he does, but come on now. He's on a Jets team that can't throw the football. It's going to be 10 guys in the box.
Sammy Watkins. All right. Nice pick.
Yeah. I think it's a good pick. That could be a big pick there.
I think the addition of Tyrod Taylor, as opposed to going with the check down guys for Buffalo, is that a little bit more value there?
I like the pick there for Rex. He understands what he has, and they could win seven games with Matt Castle at quarterback, or they could win somewhere between 6 and 10 games with Tyrod Taylor at quarterback. Well, you gotta go with the guy who gives you a chance at 10 games. And EJ Manuel, well, he's just not an option. Poor kid. I think it's just early for him. He's still only in his third year. We're treating him like
he's won. I think we've proven if Buffalo trades up for you into the late first round to get you as a quarterback, you're done. It's just like it's just like Portland Trailblazers picking a big man in the first two picks, man. Just retire.
Yeah. Charles Johnson.
Just retire.
Right.
We're gonna call that Buffalo thing the Keith Nichols prophecy.
Charles Johnson might not be a bad pickup. You know, if it all comes together for Teddy Bridgewater, there's points to be had there.
Yeah. And it started to come together for Teddy Bridgewater. So if I'm a Minnesota fan, I'm a little excited this year. LeGarrette Blount off the board. He'll have 2 weeks where he's awesome, and the rest of the week he'll get 100 yards total.
Well, certainly a game when they play the Colts.
He'll be awesome against the Colts because he's a 250-pound sledgehammer, which means he's big enough to be the Colts' nose tackle.
He's everyone on the defensive line.
Pyramid of touchdowns on the board. Delanie Walker off the board. Back to the outpost. Gio Bernard is our highest-rated player left, and I don't see how he's... Yeah.
Jason Witten...
Okay, yeah, lost a step, but he'll get his touchdowns.
I may end up with Gio Bernard here if my phone doesn't stop blinking at me here. So
that wouldn't be terrible.
Oh, wait, okay. All right. Woo!
It would
30 seconds.
Be terrible. So what you got, Jamie? As far as best available, I'm seeing like Michael Floyd.
Ooh, Nelson Aguilar. All right. I like that pick.
It's a little bit of a reach, but he'll get it. He's going to get the opportunity. Can't call it a bad pick.
I'm looking for guys with high ceilings, and without DeSean Jackson and Jeremy Maclin, who both put up big numbers in that system, somebody's got to, right? So agreed. It's an opportunity.
Good pick. It's round six, so high risk, high reward is okay in round six. RHP is on the board. You know he's itching to take somebody from the Jets. Long Island. You notice, I mean, we've talked a lot about the RHPs and how they got their name. I don't think we've ever told the story of the joke on this show.
He went J.J. Watt.
All right. Fair enough. Rashad Jennings auto-draft. No, he's not auto-draft after that. Somebody actually took him legit. Speaking as a Giants fan, foolish.
Last year I took J.J. Watt as the highest player in the eighth round. This year in the sixth, and we have two off the board.
Luke Kuechly was our highest rated draft defensive guy last year too, and I think he went sooner than he did this year. Luke Kuechly's been the guy for a couple years now. I remember that first year when we first did it. Everybody said Debbie was crazy when she took DeMarcus Ware like in the 10th round or something. And then DeMarcus Ware went out and lit up for 10 weeks until his knee blew out. Defensive players have been maybe a little overvalued in some cases.
I went with Bobby Wagner, and if we remember, Bobby Wagner made the difference in the league last year.
He did. Bobby Wagner got you to the playoffs.
Not me to the playoffs.
Well, but...
But he got he pretty much single-handedly decided the number one seed.
But your work team is called Thank God for Bishop Sankey. It probably ought to be called yes. Thank God for Bobby Wagner.
I didn't have Bobby Wagner last year.
No,
I had
fill me in. I don't listen to this stuff.
I had I can't remember his name now. It was a 49er that retired on the offseason.
Chris Borland.
Borland. Right.
Yeah, Chris Borland.
Chris Borland. Horror show on the clock. 15 seconds. Right now, the best player on the board is a Brown, so that's no good. Amir Abdullah is the pick. Chuckbusters on the clock. Let's talk about the Chuckbusters. We've missed them so far. They were gone last year. Tyrone Sams is back with us. Fill us in, Gary.
Yeah, overall records 19-10-1. And 2013, they won the Sigma 6. I'm going to make sure I'm reading this right. Chuckbusters, the Sigma 6 division champions, and finished in third place in 2013. And since then, they took a year off, and now they're back.
Gotta love the name, the Chuckbusters. Because what's our slogan?
Hey, beat Chuck just by playing.
That's right. Doug Martin, Jordan Cameron, DeAndre Levy off the board. As Debbie's specialist, looking to pick first pick of round seven?
Yeah, we're first round, round seven. First pick, round seven, excuse me. Look at Larry Fitzgerald way down there in 85th.
Yeah, but that's probably still too high. John Brown is the guy.
If my team name had not been approved by Gary, we would have had two Chuck related team names then. So,
Chuck's replacement, which would have also been sublime.
Shane Vereen, all right.
Man, that's tough without receptions counting. With receptions counting, that's huge.
Yeah, Deb. I may have to attach myself to a different team this year.
RHPs, man.
I'll get a tag on with Rock Mastrangelo.
Okay, because, Mike, we've talked about it. You can no longer attach yourself to me.
No.
Attaching Lamprey style. The wife gets upset. The horror show on the board. Desperately looking down his list to avoid taking a Cleveland Brown. Seahawks. Come on, defense.
All right. I am up, and he will not defense. He will not be around the next time that I want to draft him. So I'm going with another rookie.
Aaron
here.
Decker.
Eric Decker, nothing.
Eric Decker. Tebow!
Tebow.
Zach Ertz off the board and what is perhaps the biggest swing and a miss so far.
Ha!
That's an awful pick. That's a guy who doesn't even get the ball.
I'm amazed on how high he's rated.
He does good things when he catches it, and I don't know why they don't give it to him more, but he doesn't block, so he doesn't play.
Yeah, not in that offense.
Yeah, so I he's just not on the field. But Eric Decker, Allen Robinson, Torrey Smith all off the board. Michael Floyd, your highest rated remaining player, followed by Trey Mason, Martavis Bryant, Larry Fitzgerald, and John Brown. He's freed the slaves in Kansas. Now he's back to catch passes for the Arizona Cardinals.
Nice.
History joke. And you're on the board, Jamie. So what we got?
We're going to take this one down. Seconds. We're going to take this one down to the wire.
You got the right. 1 minute.
Bishop Sankey has a
board.
Devin Funchess.
Rookie. Is he a rookie?
Yes, he is.
And could be another high payoff guy if things work out for him in New Orleans.
Now, he's the only guy that can catch a pass besides Greg Olsen in Carolina.
Oh, right. I'm sorry. I'm getting him confused with the kid they got to replace Kenny Stills.
And with the Kelvin Benjamin injury, I think he was a little underrated there. I probably reached a little, but I just didn't like the rest of those guys.
No, and again, Bishop Sankey has emerged on the board, so you know what the caliber of player we're dealing with.
He might get you in one game just enough points to tie.
What's great is that Jimmy Graham... Jimmy Graham, for years, is branded as a tight end. Now he leaves for Seattle. Marcus Colston is going to take that job, and they're still going to call him a wide receiver. Pyramid of touchdowns on the board back-to-back. We have our first kicker off the board, Steven Goskowski.
Yeah.
Not a bad one. I suppose he's good as anybody else. I guess if touchbacks counted, he'd be awesome.
Kickers are a dime a dozen. I mean, it you hit or miss. You get lucky or you don't. They're going to score points. It is what it is.
It's a kicker league. They all hit better than 80% now. So it's not like last year, whoever Detroit suited up, just magically their foot shrank or something. I don't know.
Yeah, just with four bench spots to fill, taking kickers at this point is just a little early.
Buccaneers
defense, wow. Another kind of a reach. Not that they're bad, but. They're going to be on the field an awful lot.
Yeah, that's the question. You know, when you take Seattle's defense, you know that they're not, you know, their athletic ability, they're not going to be out there all night. So,
yeah, it's going to be, it's one of those picks, too. Anyway, he's got faith in crab legs.
Yeah.
Oregon Outpost on the board. Michael Floyd, still the best rated player available. Bishop Sankey, still on the board. You like that, don't you? You like
I
you're
do.
In for the if Bishop Sankey is there in like round 12, you have to take him.
Maybe we'll see. I think auto draft will probably get him before I
most likely. Yeah, he's gonna say he's in the top 10 now, so he's gone by then. If Debbie takes Bishop Sankey, I'm gonna lose it. So Gary, you're up, or rather, I'm sorry, Gary's Boss Fight T-shirt is up.
I know, it's going to be confusing all year long.
Yeah. Gary's not up, his shirt is. And Larry Donnell is the player.
All right, Trey Mason off the board there. Buffalo Wild Bills. Here is your John Brown.
The RHP is on the clock, 45 seconds to go. Who have we not talked about so far on the big board there, Gary? We got the Teal Ninjas out of the way?
We can talk about the Teal Ninjas
They're on auto draft tonight, so we haven't had
on them. Let's get the Teal Ninjas here because they're going to be on the flip. Let's get the Teal Ninjas on the flip side of me because we're going to have the Long Island with 20 seconds left, gotcha. Springfield with the auto pick, and then myself, and then we'll talk about the Springfield Teal Ninjas.
Teal Ninjas, we got the horror show soon after that too, so... Sweating it out for Duke Johnson. He took a Brown.
Martavis Bryant.
Martavis Bryant, I think, is a good pick there. Larry Fitzgerald, the highest on the board, and Gary Godso is on the clock.
Hey, Gary, I hear Bishop Sankey's available.
Here's your chance, Gary. Make Kansas a free state.
Oh, defense. Anyways.
Fair enough. Good pick, though.
Here we go. Who are we talking about? We're talking about the Springfield Teal Ninjas. Springfield Teal Ninjas are overall record 16-14. They did not have a good record last year. Where were they last year? They finished last place, actually tied for last, but in the way the tiebreakers went down, they finished last place in the Sunbow Division at 6-9. But then they got placed in that last group for the Chucko Bowl.
And Justin Bieber.
And it later became the Springfield Teal No Logins, and that kind of cost them. That kind of cost him the Chucko Bowl, and he won the he is known as now the team with the best record to win the Chucko, which means you have to lose a game in order to win the Chucko. So there you go.
Bradford, what just happened?
Wow.
What am I watching? Flacco's on the board, and what are we watching?
Somebody's a believer in Chip Kelly. Wow. We talk about the Chucko and Sam Bradford goes in round 8. What happened here?
So the Teal Ninjas are the 2012 wild card winner, the 2012 third place, and then also 2014 winner. Go ahead, Jamie. Go ahead and start lamenting.
Who found Sam Bradford? Figure out for what team did that land on?
What?
That was Sam Bradford is the horror show.
All right. What?
Cam Newton on the board. Joe Flacco on the board. Ryan Tannehill on the board. Okay. You never know how things are going to work out, but that in a vacuum doesn't look good.
Rams defense and Adam Vinatieri back to back for Debbie Godso.
I knew she'd take Vinatieri.
Yeah, that's fine.
I knew.
Rams defense is good if they're not on the field all day, which is the jury's out on that one. I still would have pushed off taking a kicker. Maybe found some bench depth. Marcus Colston is still going to catch a lot of balls.
Yeah, and without Kenny Stills, he will be running more deep. I mean, that's where the deep balls, which are a big part of New Orleans offense, he'll go back to that.
Yeah, he gets the Jimmy Graham spot. He's a big body. He can block with the best of them at the receiver spot. They're going to put him in the slot, and he's gonna do some damage. He's not the big play guy he used to be, but he doesn't have to be. Dwayne Allen off the board.
And a pick for the
Bishop Sankey
the
is there.
There. No, we are going Steven, big money, Hauschka.
Dwayne Allen, not a bad tight end if you didn't already have one at this point.
Yeah, he'll have his weeks. RHP is on the board. Bishop Sankey is the best remaining.
He is a number one running back.
Yeah, he's got to get carries, even if he's not going to do anything with him. Roddy White is the pick. Cam Newton off the board. Anquan Boldin. Everybody desperately trying to avoid Bishop Sankey. Jamie's pick is up. Jamie thinks hard about Bishop Sankey.
You are 100% right. I'm thinking about that hard, but... I think we can do a little bit better. Why not, Mike? Boom. There you go, brother. There you go.
Bishop Sankey. He's not on Gary's team, but he's got Gary's t-shirt. Andre Williams is your best remaining Oregon outpost, 788 on the board. Let's talk a little bit. We have not talked about Charlottesville a whole lot, have we? Did we get us?
No, we have not. Yeah, let's talk a little bit about.
We did talk about Austin. We got him earlier because we were lament. We had a generation's worth of fans lamenting their one bad season.
Yes, he is the winningest team in league history.
So who have we missed? Who have we missed to this point? I guess. I don't know. We haven't really missed anybody. Got the Wild Bills. We got the Teal Ninjas. We got the Horror Show.
No, we talked a little bit about them, and then we got off into picks and everything.
Yeah, Sam Bradford came up.
Did we discuss how they went? I think we touched them. We talked about how they won and then went to last place. But
well, yeah, they finished. They had the best record, so they finished with the best record trophy by a half game over the last year, which was the Millville Rebels. And then they made the championship game as the team with the best record probably should, and then lost to the number four seed.
Pyramid of touchdowns, taking it home.
There you go.
And they're on the board now. They took Andre Williams. Charles Sims is the best player left, followed by David Cobb, D'Angelo Williams, Niall Davis, and Pierre Garçon.
I am not touching Garçon ever again.
Every one of those guys overrated. Pierre Garçon.
Devontae Parker at 109 as a rookie. He has a little upside.
Yeah, he's going to get the opportunity. He's going to start, and that's something. David Cobb is going to sit there as best player available for a while. It's just because he's hurt.
Well, I might have to take him as I'm having phone problems. Jamie Johnson, auto draft alert.
Nice. Victor Cruz.
Dude, I think a little downplay that for some reason that ACL is the end of his world. Everybody else gets to recover, but Victor Cruz tears an ACL and he's been he's left for the Wolves. But he's come back from it once, so I don't understand why everybody wrote him off this time. ACL.
I took him in my work league.
Man, is that what we're gonna do every week? We're gonna get together, and then we're gonna hear it's like Gary's work fantasy football updates. Is that?
Yeah, we could do that.
All right, there we go.
We'll do a little
Bishop Sankey's.
We'll do a little 2-minute segment called Gary's Pussy League.
Now, wait a second.
Matthew Stafford off the board.
Good fantasy pick. Going to throw a lot of picks, but he'll get a lot of touchdowns, too.
Ryan Tannehill, Jets defense.
Second-tier quarterbacks need to start coming off the board here.
Well, it's basically we're down to kickers, defense, and backup quarterbacks at this point for you. In these rounds.
Honestly, I'd still be picking bench guys before I'd pick kickers.
Well, Mike, but we're at that point though. Your bench is almost full. If you haven't taken, like, because I'm full. All I have is defense and kickers left. So you're at that point. There's only three rounds left. Three and a half.
Something like that. Yeah. I got four players to go.
We got some sleeper picks out there. Some third guys that might get some action. Dante Moncrief is going to be on the field a lot for the Colts. Cody Latimer is going to be on the field a lot for Denver.
So here's the question. Are these guys going to get any action in Gary's Pussy League? That's what I want to know.
Probably.
No, none of those guys are on my team.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I can read you off my team here when we're done here.
All right. We'll deal with that later.
We'll get off recording.
We'll save that for week one podcast, Gary.
I missed Eddie Royal landing with your Bears, Jamie. What's up with that?
As in like a regular football update.
Yeah.
Because Jay Cutler has to have somebody that he was with in Denver at all times. And since it's gone, got to bring in Eddie Royal.
I see. That makes sense now. There's some guys out there who are a little low. Like Darren Sproles, I'm surprised, is at 133, but he can help you out.
But he's a third. I mean, not this year. He's a
wow, Niles Davis. Is that an auto pick?
Probably.
Wow, I guess, okay. No, that was Rock.
Yeah, but no. If they tote the rock, I mean, those guys tote the rock. I mean, they're still going to run it. Davis is going to get touches.
Especially now that that one guy's out of town, the little guy, McCluster. Niall Davis is going to get carries. That's not a bad pick there. He's fumble prone. Niall Davis is one of those guys, great fantasy player, terrible real life player.
He's always the last best tight end pick. He's always like the guy you take late. Miami's Dolphin defense, they're like a team that has like a great, they have a great person at every tier, but then they're mediocre everywhere else. So I don't know what to make of that.
Mm. That defensive line could carry them though. Being in St. Louis, I've seen how far a great defensive line can carry a mediocre defense. Well, shoot, as a Giants fan the last 10 years, I've seen how a great defensive line can carry a mediocre defense.
And Antonio Gates, you're going to have to ride out his injury. He's out for at least 4 weeks.
Yeah, so, pretty productive the rest of the time, but we're at that point where that's okay. Owen Daniels is a little bit of a stretch. He's kind of just a rotation guy in Denver now.
Yeah, but it's He might have a better year than normal. I mean, he was injured most of last year anyways, but he's got his old coach. He's got Peyton throwing to him. And if Peyton could throw to him like he threw to – who was the other guy that the other backup tight end that he always seemed to – the former Colt.
Jacob Tammy.
Jacob Tammy. He's liable to get some touchdown catches Antonio Gates.
Owen Daniels has always been good for a few scores.
Okay, here's the run on the tight ends. Owen Daniels, Gates.
Kobe Fleener. Debbie's on the clock for two picks. Kobe Fleener is gone, throwing a wrench in her entire strategy.
Oh, but Dante Moncrief
is there. I expect him to go.
Pierre Garçon.
Oh.
Debbie.
Oh.
Debbie.
You understand he's in Washington. Joe Flacco, good pick there. Good value for the bench there. He's going to wind up starting most of the season. Because Drew Brees is going to be running for his life and doesn't have too much to throw to anymore. And left immediately.
So the reaction to Pierre Garçon there makes me believe that you gentlemen do not believe in the Kirk Cousins experience.
We do not. No. Nor do we believe in the Robert Griffin experience. Nor do we believe in the Colt McCoy experience. Simply because there's nobody to block for any of those gentlemen, they're all going to get killed. Ryan Lindell's resume is ready because he will probably get snaps.
Gary, have you already taken your defensive player?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I'm hoping Reggie Bush. I mean, at this point, you're trying to fill out your bench. Not bad.
He's going to get touches.
Yeah.
And the kickers. The kickers begin to disappear. Cody Parkey, Justin Tucker.
I'm really rooting for my defensive pick here to get through. Come on now. Come on.
I won't ask because Gary's pick is next.
What's that?
I won't ask who Jamie's defensive choice would be.
And if Gary's already picked his defensive player.
That doesn't matter. Gary Gotso is the worst.
Well, he is the worst, but I named my team after his t-shirt, so I think he'd give me some love here.
No, he's a hater. He's a hater. You heard him kicking his wife out of the war room. He's a hater.
There's bad mojo there, man. Nick Foles, that's not bad. All right,
Nick Foles.
I just got
Eddie Bridgewater.
I just got to survive this pick, and then I get my defensive pick.
Rock Mastrangelo on the clock now. Joining us as always, the ever loyal Rock Mastrangelo.
Alex Smith.
Got it.
Mario Williams.
Boom.
Prater. You went Mario Williams.
I did not.
Now.
I picked C.J. Marvin
Williams, total stretch.
Oh, okay.
I took C.J. Mosley in his millions of tackles.
I haven't seen you pick him yet.
Okay. I had it on my auto pick will be, so I guess I should select him again. Okay, all right, here we go. Technical difficulties here at there we go.
You should fill in our listeners. There was a panic conversation yesterday as we had to inform Jamie that our league was in fact with ESPN, not with Yahoo, just like it has been the entire previously.
Well, I would say since I didn't receive the emails inviting me to the league.
You didn't need one. It didn't send you one. You were already in the league. You see, once we reopened the league for this season, you were already there.
All right. Well, now that we resolved that, the comedy stylings of Jamie Johnson.
Hey, Jamie, Daniel Boomheron's still there.
I'm good. I'm good.
Daniel Boomheron will continue to be there. I'm surprised Debbie.
Is Griff Whalen available?
Yeah, he will be.
He's totally available, and that he could come mow your lawn if you ask nicely. Pyramid of touchdowns on the clock. 41 seconds here as we wait for that pick to come in. Marcus Mariota.
Mariota.
Obviously covering a bye week there. Oregon Outpost, 788 on the clock. I think they're probably in the same neighborhood trying to figure out who's gonna work my bye week. I need some Tebow. Tebow. Now we can start with Tebow, Chance. Now that is legal. Jamie's on the board. Tebow. Patriots defense, not bad at this point. Cardinals defense, probably a little underrated at this point.
Yeah, but they've lost their pass rushers. It's
they always seem to find something. I Bruce Arians, I don't rule out anything that guy can do at this point.
Yeah, but those linebackers in New England, man, they're starting to look. I mean, nothing's going to ever be as good as they were in the early 2000s. But man, those four guys are home wreckers.
Yeah, and you pair him with Chandler Jones on the defensive line, and it's a good unit. That secondary is going to get cooked a few times.
All right, so I'm just going to blow away my last two picks here on people, which I think would have upside if they get a chance to play. So you're going to see nowhere.
Gary is
these are throwaway picks.
He's in the ale and whores portion of his draft. Doriel Green Beckham, okay, DGB.
Yeah, if Mariota can get him the ball, I think he's going to be a beast, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Now, Gary, did you make that snorting noise to simulate the cocaine that he's going to be taking, or was that just a happy accident?
Jay Cutler off the board.
My insiders tell me that he's currently off that.
Paul
right
Posluszny
now.
For the horror show. Interesting pick there. He'll be great for the 3 weeks he plays. Vernon Davis should be back a little. I think last year was a little bit of an outlier for him. I think he'll be a little bit better this year. We got Darklonia, then two more picks for Debbie for her to load up on Colts. Pierre Garçon. Dante Moncrief on the board, waiting for Debbie to take him with one of two picks.
Darren Sproles,
that's not bad for where we are. First pick around 13, coming down to the end. I actually can make this pick 4 if I wanted to be that much of a jerk, but I won't.
Take another kicker, Gary, or Mike, just to be funny. Debbie with two kickers.
Totally taco.
Get a punter in there. Well, he might kick.
If she did, she'd take McAfee anyways. And why not? I mean,
if we gave points for touchbacks, it'd be awesome.
Right, right, yeah.
I can still change those, you know.
Really? All right, sweet.
Tyler Eifert, not bad.
Not a bad one, no. Former Irish. Chandler Jones.
If he stays healthy, Tyler Eifert's a good pick. Chuck Busters, Mason Crosby, get his kicker, horror show. I think he needs a kicker, too. Then the auto draft for Zach Hoffman, followed by the Bazookas.
Devontae Parker.
Packers defense,
there.
Everson Griffin. There's auto draft.
Yeah,
Zach's not here, so it's auto draft taking Everson Griffin. Muhammad Wilkerson for Justin Bell. I think that was an auto draft pick as well.
Yes, it was.
RHP's on the board.
Brian Quick, last pick for me. Number one slated receiver for St. Louis.
It's man, that's a mystery, man. If Nick Foles, I mean, it's that is, there is a lot of upside there. There really is.
Yeah. Hey, there's 3 weeks a year, even with the Bradford and the poo-poo platter. There were 3 weeks a year where Brian Quick was awesome. So
it's never going to happen.
He could be a big hitter.
Mike, it's never going to happen. But if I ever do accidentally have a son, boom, there you go.
Who's that?
Robbie Gould.
Robbie Gold Johnson.
last two picks.
I once made a promise that if he made a the game winning field goal in the NFC Championship game, and there we go.
I'm surprised there isn't paperwork being filed on Brecken.
I can't afford a lawyer at this point for that, Mike.
Fair enough.
The kid does have a good kick. I know this firsthand.
You've been on the wrong end of that one.
I have been on the wrong end of toes first. Ow! Yes.
Oregon Outpost.
We're down to the last minute and 10 seconds.
And Mr. Irrelevant is...
Oregon goes. Oregon went with Christine Michael, running back. Tyler Lockhart
is Mr. Insignificant.
Charles Sims still on the board.
Actually, it's a little bit deeper. Looks like a deeper waiver wire than normal. So, good. All right.
So we'll have a quick moment of analysis here. I'm in talks to bring on a special guest to the program. So by all means, Gary, we'll start with you here. You've got your roster in front of you.
Yeah.
What was your plan, and were you able to execute?
For the most part, yeah. I really didn't want nothing against your Giants. Eli was not my first choice of running back. Wasn't even my second choice, quarterback. Not even my second or third choice. I just they got beat on the gun on the ones that I really wanted. But I got the running backs that I wanted. I got the tight end I wanted. I got the receivers that I wanted. I did not get the defensive player I wanted, but, you know, defensive players just keep going through the year, find the one that that suits you the best, like I did last year. Ravens defense could be hit or miss, but, you know, you can always switch it up. Kicker, you can do the same thing. I feel good about my bench with Heath Miller and Nick Foles, and then the dark horses of Quick and Green Beckham. So I feel okay, but I'm not confident at the quarterback position from the start.
Jamie, same question. Heavy breathing going on.
he's already doing what we call roster baby.
What's on your mind at fantasy football after hours?
I'm not comfortable with my running back situation, but I'm going to be deeper. I think I'm going to be deep at receiver, which might allow me to make a trade later in the year, as Bishop Sankey is my third best running back. But it all depends. There's going to be a lot of yards to go around in Dallas this year. So if Joseph Randall can at least be in a heavy rotation with Darren McFadden. I might be able to get away with that, but it looks like that Darren McFadden's going to be the goal line guy. So, but
Joseph Randall's going to get the opportunity for 3 or 4 weeks. There's going to be touches there.
But once again, I've got Aaron Rodgers, so I mean, there's potential there to just, I mean, there's 30 to 40 points in any given week.
Hey, Aaron Rodgers pretty much took the FU single-handedly last year.
So there's a lot of points there with Aaron Rodgers. So I like my team. I just don't know how the playoff system will work this year. So I'm hoping that I'm hoping that that may turn around in my favor this year. So
there are two divisions. Two divisions. If you win the division, you go to the championship game. If you don't win the division,
no playoffs.
Then you play in the. I hope you're going to finish with the second best record, but you're going to be in the same division as the best record and be on the outside looking in again.
Well, that I mean that at least makes for at least entertaining podcasting.
It does.
You'll probably get booked by the RHPs.
But I like my team. I do feel confident that head to head I may lose, but I'm confident that I will have a better record than Debbie Godso.
Oh, okay. You know, Gary, you ought to see if Debbie wants to come on and talk about roster construction.
I don't know if she can get on or not, but I will send her a message if we can get her on.
Or at least just tell her to come into the war room and maybe you can relay things for us, because we can hear her pretty good when she talks into the big mic.
Okay, continue with while I work on that, continue. What do you want to talk about?
I am trying to locate our special guest.
Would that be one Mr. JB, maybe?
Yes.
I think I can do something about that.
He was just IMing us a second ago. We're trying to find him now.
Let's see if we can get him here. This will be the 2013 champion.
2013 champion Justin Bell. We're trying to get him on the line. Call failed. Just call Ash. Failed.
Pretty typical.
Just
here.
Ash. So we'll give him a few seconds. I've got the roster screen up while Gary's working on getting Debbie in the room. Jamie, does anybody else stick out to you as putting together a particularly good roster here?
I'm trying to locate that page, Mike. And I'm struggling to do so.
Oh, right. I forgot who I was talking to.
But we may get there. But let's look at the defending champs' pyramids of touchdown here. Okay. So we like Russell Wilson. There's rushing yards there. The addition of Jimmy Spencer's the tight end. You know, you're looking at points there. LeSean McCoy. You're hoping the advent of Tyrod Taylor will, you know, there's points there. I'm expecting a big breakout year for Dez Bryant, just a huge breakout year for Dez Bryant. I mean, I know last year was big, but with him being the primary focal point and running back by committee this year and that offensive line being as good as it ever was, you know, there's a lot of points there to be had. Tight end, Mark. Amari Cooper has a chance to be special this year, or at least, you know, get you yards. You know, there's Robert Quinn. After last year's setback, you would expect a breakout year this year.
Yeah, but defensive ends don't get as much points as linebackers or even secondary does. It's a hit or miss. It's either you're going to sack a guy or maybe get a guy in a running play. But you're not going to be constantly in the mix with points like a linebacker.
Where Robert Quinn is a step better than most defensive ends. Robert Quinn does force a lot of turnovers. He's very much Dwight Freeney of his day.
I think pyramid of touchdowns. I don't think there's a lot of depth here. Is LeGarrette Blount's going to sit out 4 games? Victor, I mean, if McCoy and Dez Bryant perform as expected and you get Amari Cooper in there, you're looking at some potential here. You know, Victor Cruz could come about, but TJ Lockett and Victor Cruz and Marcus Mariota, you know, backups, it's one game. There's potential.
We have Debbie, by the way.
Debbie.
All right, I'll have to relay here. So Mike's talking here. What's your question?
So again, we'll ask Debbie the same question that we asked you two guys. What did you set out to do, and were you able to accomplish that with your roster as it is?
What did you set out to do, and were you able to accomplish that with your roster as it is?
I went by the seat of my pants this year.
Seat of pants.
Well, that
I didn't do any pre-work. I just went with it.
That explains Pierre Garçon.
He says that explains Pierre Garçon. Dante Moncrief was there. You could have taken him.
That's what we were expecting.
Yeah.
We were totally expecting that, by the way.
I thought about it.
She thought about it, yes.
I also thought about, I thought, well, we'll try him.
Didn't you have bad luck with Darren Sproles in the past?
Mm-mm.
No? Okay.
I know you had bad luck with every time you played Peter Waiter.
Pierre Garçon, yes.
Yeah, every time you played him.
He is worthless.
He's worthless. And then every time you didn't play him, he scored big time.
Well, considering who he has throwing to him, he's going to be worthless this year.
Oh, well, so
the reason I picked him up is because I realized that the second wide receiver I picked up was the same bye week as my first wide receiver. So I just need something for a filler.
Okay, well, there you have it. Filler.
So how does she feel about the team on the whole?
How do you feel about your team as a whole? Can I have a better record than last year?
We'll see.
We'll see. you have no idea. You're totally, totally. She is non-committal on this team. Paris, hit her up for trades.
I am playing by a total seat of my. Every years past, I've always done research and this and that, and it's gotten me nowhere. So I thought, what the hell?
So my other question for Debbie is, explain the thought process behind Marshawn Lynch at number one.
Okay, explain the overall number one pick with Marshawn Lynch.
It's Marshawn.
Okay, that's your only thought? Is that wanted to get Marshawn as the running back and that's it?
I have never been number one, and I've never had a wide receiver. I've never been able to pick a running back that is any kind of caliber, so I went with the one that I thought was the best.
Okay, there you have it.
There you go. There you go. It's and truthfully, that's...
I seriously thought about going with Andrew Luck, but I went with the running back anyway.
Okay.
Certainly, it's not a bad pick. He's going to get his touches. He's certainly going to get his scores. Again, just health willing, and health is always the big issue with running backs anyway. People weren't talking about Marshawn Lynch as number one, but that doesn't mean he's not going to be just as effective from a fantasy standpoint as some of these other guys.
So can we, before we wrap up, I think now we already have projections. Do we have projections?
Yeah, we have projections.
We do have projections on the first round of games that we can talk about real quick, and we can wrap this up.
We do,
in preparation,
don't we?
For week one.
We do. God bless the computer.
We do.
You have to go.
Let's go to the scoreboard.
Going to the scoreboard, Mike. Choose which one you want to go to.
This is where we could kick in the. This is where we could kick in our NFL music.
All right, I can.
Oh man,
that.
We have production this year. Oh man,
we had production last year.
Oh, that means I'd have to listen.
Yeah, Jamie doesn't listen to the show.
Okay, all right.
So we've got. We'll start at the top. Charlottesville Keel Hauls versus the Paris Nanomites. The Nanomites actually favored by 9. For all the laughing that we did at the Pierre Garçon selection, favored by 9 over the Keel Hauls. Moving on forward, Tyrone Sams plays host to the Chuckbusters play host to the Springfield Teal Ninjas. Kind of a pick 'em game. Springfield by less than a point. Flip a coin on that one, according to the computer. Jamie's Gary's Boss Fight T-shirts fly into Darklonia for the Privateers. 18-point favorites, Jamie.
Come on, Jamie.
Don't blow this one, Jamie. 18-point favorites.
And he falls.
And he's gone. But hey, 18 points. He's a high roller this week. Gary, you're on the road to Buffalo, favored by a touchdown there.
I got a little work to do, but we'll see.
A little bit. You get to experience the Eli Manning, get on and be the conductor on that train. Our celebrity entrant, Zach Hoffman, Seattle Dreadnoughts, off to play the horror show, favored by 13, which is interesting there, that Auto Draft likes Zach better than Zach, and or the computer likes Zach and his Auto Draft better than our guy who's won 26 years. Oh, Jamie's back.
Jamie's back. He's rostrating right now.
Or my phone stinks out loud, you know, either way.
But the RHPs are the rare home favorite for Oregon Outpost, 5.5 points there.
I'm going to tell you, that Oregon Outpost lineup, that looks good. It looks good.
You like the Outpost.
They have the Bills defense. He's got Roethlisberger, who might have a breakout year. Just might return back to, you might dial back the clock to 2011, 2012. He's got two monster receivers. I mean, he's got a chance to win this. That is a deep. There is some monsters there.
Yeah, I think his. I do agree with you. I think his roster is pretty solid. And then we got a matchup of the last two champions, last two league champions playing one another in week one. Pyramid of Touchdowns visiting the New England Bazookas. Kind of a pickup game there too. It's got Pyramid really by a field goal. 2.5 point spread there for the visiting Pyramid of Touchdowns. So, Jamie, let's go back quickly there to Oregon Outpost, our last-minute entry. Let me go ahead and pull the rosters back up here. Bear with my steam power.
He's got Charles Johnson, Demaryius Thomas, Jason Witten, Buffalo's defense. I mean, if Frank Gore gives him anything at the running back spot, I mean, he's got a chance to at least be the highest scoring team. I mean, that he's the only guy I would put up there that has four top scoring things. I mean, you're looking, that's just, I mean, if Peyton Manning is anything this year, and Jason Witten's one of those guys that could blow up at any point. I mean, he just doesn't, there's not a hole in that lineup.
No, and even some of the backup spots, Darren McFadden is kind of a wash at this point, but Matthew Stafford at the number two spot. If Roethlisberger gets hurt, that's a pretty good guy to step in. Reuben Randall finds his way into some points, so that's not a bad flex guy for an off week. And I don't know this Dallas back at all, but the computer seemed to like him. But still, you've got a solid number two quarterback who could even be a number one quarterback if you give him the right week. A lot of it does hinge on Frank Gore for them. The way these rosters are constructed in our league, we have the defensive player. We go with one fewer offensive player than a lot of leagues. And we've got, you know, starting quarterback, then starting running back, starting wide receiver, starting tight end. We got two flex spots. And that could be anybody from the bench. Any receiver, tight end, running back. That's there. The defensive player, of course, is the defensive player. Got your defensive team. For these guys, they got Levante David, who is a tackle machine. We've got the Bills, who are going to be as good as their offense lets them be. Dan Bailey is a pretty good kicker, so you know he's not going to lose anything there. He's got some range, too. There's some bonus points out there for kickers. Looking at what Justin got from the auto draft, just take a look at that, since he's going to be somebody that we razz on incessantly. Not bad, really, if you look at the top there. Phillip Rivers is always a fantasy machine. Adrian Peterson fell to him at 5 or 6. Alshon Jeffrey's going to have big numbers in Chicago. Alfred Morris is going to get a lot of carries. He's not going to blow anybody away with yardage, but he's going to get scores. Dwayne Allen's a pretty good tight end if he stays healthy. DeSean Jackson, we're starting to peter off a little bit, but he's got some bench, though. Golden Tate, Mike Wallace, Ryan Matthews. He's got a good quarterback in backing up at Carson Palmer. He's got the Lions defense, which I'm not really a believer in. Muhammad Wilkerson, there again, he's a defensive end, so they either have big days or they have bad days. And as his kicker, Dan Carpenter, is kind of one of the guys I put at the bottom of that pile simply because he's in a cold weather situation. But the top of this roster for Justin's New England Bazookas actually looks really solid, health notwithstanding.
You want to review divisions real quick before we wrap this up?
Let's do that. We've got two seven-team divisions this year. We only go with 14 teams. It was what made the format work with the contest of champions here. Lining up in the Hama division.
The Hama Cup.
Please, Hama, don't hurt him. The Paris Nanomites. This is mostly the staff division. Paris Nanomites, Oregon Outpost, subbing for the Millville Rebels. New England Bazookas, Charlottesville Keel Hauls of Dan Uthman, Gary's Fort Wathers Warriors, the defending champion Pyramid of Touchdowns, and
periods
of touchdowns, long periods of touchdowns, followed by short periods of halftime, and then long periods of touchdowns again. And, of course, bringing up the back, Gary's Boss Fight T-shirt and Jamie Johnson. Over in the Dixon division.
Dixon Cup.
That would be the Long Island RHPs of Rock Mastrangelo, the Horror Show of Jamie Creech, Springfield Teal Ninjas and Tommy Fauntleroy, Buffalo Wild Bills and Chuck Oering, the Darklonia Privateers of Brian Greenwood, the Chuckbusters of Ty Sams, and Zach Hoffman's Seattle Dreadnoughts. He had to be in the Dixon division.
Oh, of course. I'm just happy I'm not in the division with the RHPs anymore. Those guys have dogged me for the last 2 years.
Gary doesn't like having the RHPs right behind him, huh?
You know,
no more RHPs behind.
You know what would help with that, Gary? If you had a boss fight T-shirt.
Well, no chance of that happening either.
Yeah, so you're gone there. Good thing none of them like football. Well, no, Dave Proctor likes football. He might listen to this.
I didn't make up the team. That's completely Jamie. I am calling innocence on this.
Don't take it back now, Gary Gatso. Don't chicken out on me now.
So there you go. Two teams go to the finals, and that's there's really not much time for you to level up, so to speak, in the consolation rounds. So it's going to be over pretty quick.
Yeah, this is it. 14 regular season games, or rather 15 regular season games, and then a Week 16 championship this year. Only 1 week. We're getting out early. I know the Week 17, the poo-poo platter week, was a big fun for us all the last couple of seasons, but we decided in the interest of keeping everybody's players legit, not to throw that curveball at anybody again this year. I know it did win Justin Bell a championship.
But totally did.
No, known forever as the Niall Davis game. But,
the Niall Davis
game. Isn't it great that we've been doing this long enough now that we can make references like that to games that never actually happened?
Yes.
It's
like the Bobby Wagner game from
exactly
last year.
The Bobby Wagner game.
but Gary,
or
you know,
Sankey game.
The Bishop Sankey game. Exactly.
But Gary, do you know what I'm most excited about this year?
What's that?
My lineups aren't locked on Thursday.
Oh, yes.
Lineups are locked Bravo. When each individual player receives the kickoff.
There we go.
So we have fixed the league's outstanding problem from last year. You're welcome. Again, I demand, as payment, to be nominated for the Pizza Hut Commissioner of the Week. Every week.
Is there such a thing?
There is. It's on the main page.
Huh. Okay.
Because, let's face it, I deserve it.
Well, there you have it. We'll just go put this straight up on the feed. You'll hear it the next day or so, and that's an actual promise. But there's I'm in a hot room recording right now. I'm ready to go find some air conditioning, and good luck to everybody on the season.
So, Gary, before we go, let's give a little giblet to the fans of the regular program. When are we coming back?
Well, if there's any fans of the regular program actually listening to this and have listened this far, I think we're going to be...
Rock, this is for you.
We're gonna be coming back with a new show, a new recording here in a couple weeks, which will include a interview we did ages ago with Zach and
Brian Cummings
yep. about JoeCon.
The next new show that you hear will actually be an old show, but then after that, we should be getting back into doing new programs.
Yeah, and we're looking at now. Chuck has the summer off, and it's still the summer, so we will be looking at a substitute fourth host that will be working with us for the time being. So we'll work on that,
and possibly a new permanent fifth chair.
Jamie wants in on this.
I know
Jack about G.I. Joe, but I want in on
Jamie
this.
Has been to more Joe cons than Chuck.
That is true.
Jamie is a fan now. He's in.
You know, just like he said at the 100th show, I'm good for sarcasm.
He's going to swear off with Zach Hoffman at some point. He's a fan. He's in.
Hey, man, the only thing that made me cool as a kid and toys was I was the only guy that had Zartan and the Dreadnought vehicle, so...
There you go.
Were you there?
There you go.
There we go.
Zach will love you.
Who's in the league? Zartan himself. Everything's coming full circle. Everything's coming up, Jamie. Let's get out of here.
We'll catch you here probably for the next regular season update, maybe next week. We'll see. With full production values and everything.
Holy crap.
Holy crap.
Regular recordings. I'm giddy with excitement. Woo. Thank you for listening to the What's On Joe Mind Fantasy Football League Draft Night Spectacular. For Jamie Johnson and Gary Gotso, I'm Mike Irizarry. Remember, here at WOJM, beat Chuck just by playing.
Good night. You're